is.
Let's speak now to Thorun Govind, chair of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society in England and a community pharmacist in Manchester. Morning.
Good morning. Yes, our pharmacy teams are seeing an increased number of patients who are seeking support with illness because they've heard other areas of the health services struggling to cope. So that has a knock-on effect on our pharmacy teams with the staffing pressures that they're also facing and the increased workload. It's really a concerning time working in healthcare at the moment.
And so what's morale like among staff?
I think it's quite low at the moment. I think we've also been encountering issues of patients not appreciating how high the workload is. We are it's relentless, I think, working in healthcare and relentless working in pharmacy, to be honest. We want to see the government support pharmacy to give the best possible service for patients, and we've been calling for a long time for a pharmacy first scheme, which would mean that there was an adequately funded service to be able to support some of the patients who are coming through our doors that don't need to go and see other parts of the health service. But unfortunately, that's still not here yet. So the lack of funding into pharmacies has also meant that that causes additional problems because of staffing levels in pharmacies. So it's a really tough time in community pharmacy.
And presumably as well, with an increase in the amount of patients that are coming to pharmacies looking for medical assistance, the amount of time that pharmacists can spend with their customers is going to be reduced.
Yeah, so about 90% of our pharmacists are saying they're unable to spend as much time with their patients as they've previously been able to. It also means that we are being torn when we're in our pharmacies as to where the workload is, because we've got that relentless workload. We've got people coming through the door which we want to support, and some of the impact of people being concerned about what they're hearing elsewhere, as I say, in other health parts of the health service, means they do come into pharmacy more, and we want to be able to support them. But I think for our pharmacists on the ground, they're feeling pulled in all directions, and that's why we need the government to enable us in our roles. So we've also been dealing with some medicine shortages, so that means that we're spending time trying to source medication when we want to actually spend that time with patients. And we want the government to enable us to maximize the roles of all of the pharmacy team. We need a long-term workforce plan by the government to address issues like education, training and skill mix in pharmacies. We need a long-term plan for the NHS, which includes pharmacy, which often gets forgotten when we talk about the NHS, I fear.
What kind of treatment are the pharmacists that you speak to getting from patients? Because I guess if there's a lot of demand and some shortages of medicines, tempers might be getting frayed.
We are hearing reports of tempers being frayed, sometimes it being physical. So it is concerning. We need the government to support us, and we need patients to support us, because I always say, don't have a go at the people who turn up to care for you, because they don't have to be there. They choose to be there and they want to be there to help patients, but they don't deserve to be experiencing some of the behaviours that we have heard being reported. You know, violence, abuse, absolutely unacceptable in any healthcare environment, unacceptable completely, anywhere. You know, we're all human beings just trying to support our patients, and it is really upsetting, and that pharmacists are at risk and their teams are at risk of burnout as well. So we've got to look after the workforce.
How are your staffing numbers across pharmacies?
So staffing numbers, normally, because of the funding issues that we've had, there aren't lots and lots of staff to cater for extra capacity in pharmacies. They tend to be about the right staff, sometimes not always enough staff to cater for the local population that pharmacy is used to serving. But if there is pressure from elsewhere, so that could be, say, another pharmacy is closed and we are worried about the number of pharmacies because there have been closures in the network because of funding. That means that there's immense pressure, which sometimes those teams are unprepared for, especially if they're at short notice, and especially now when we've got people accessing pharmacies even more. So we really need the government to look into this, look into some really sustainable ways of supporting the pharmacy network, which in turn supports patients.
And is there anything that can be done about these medicine shortages, or is that kind of out of your control?
Well, our pharmacy teams on the ground, when they are dealing with shortages, are doing everything they can. But ultimately, they don't make medicines there in their community pharmacy as we used to do. And we keep trying to obtain medication. And obviously, we can report that those shortages to other bodies. But on the ground, for the pharmacists on the ground, all they can do is keep trying, which means it's important that the government, when they do occur, takes notes and the government needs to look into it further.
Good to speak to you this morning. Thanks very much for your time. That's Doran Govind, chair of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society in England, also a community pharmacist in Manchester. We did approach the